What's behind that name change?
Well, you know, what was really funny was after the vote was in and we realized that we had not prevailed. We had a meeting, and at that meeting we were talking about disbanding and so forth. But then two things kind of occurred to us. One was is that we really enjoyed getting together. A lot of the neighbors had never really even known each other, and we kind of turned each meeting into a potluck, so we had sort of a social gathering as well as a gathering to discuss the impact of a borough on us and so forth. And then the second thing was is we got to talking about how remarkably close the vote was. I mean, it was a lot closer than we had expected it to be. And so we began thinking about the fact that there's a lot of other people out there who had similar views or at least similar feelings. And we realized that maybe we are the voice, or we can become the voice or the focal point to represent a whole lot of people that are sharing our views. So we decided at that point that we'd have a few more meetings and we'd talk about it and talk about what we wanted to do and where we were headed and what direction were we trying to take. And the consensus began to be that we would like to have input into how the borough forms, the future of the borough, what form it takes in time to come, and we also wanted to invite other people in, because we realized that we were pretty parochial in the sense that we hadn't had, we get input from other people, but the group itself was pretty static. So with that in mind, realizing that we need perhaps to have some input from other people who share our views but may have a different way of expressing it or may have a different way of approaching the changes, that we would like to involve other people. And so we realized that our name, Concerned Citizens of the Unorganized Borough, of course, was no longer really a true reflection of what was going on. And we talked about the fact that we did like the name of C-Cub. We do like that short version of the name. And so we cast about trying to come up with a name that would fit that acronym and would still reflect what we were trying to do. And so that's how we came up with Concerned Citizens for a United Borough.
Okay. And ultimately, I imagine your group will be talking about ordinances that it likes or doesn't like that are going to be before the borough assembly in the next few years, maybe possibly charter changes that you could be looking at. Or
that's exactly right. We are a bunch of people who believe in the greatest possible personal freedom, conducive with the least amount of governmental oversight. We're not against government. We're not anti-government. We're not right-wingers out there barricading ourselves in the woods or doing anything like that. But we believe that the least amount of government that you can get by with and still be a viable society is probably a better form than a government that tends to run away from itself or could run away with itself with unnecessary ordinances, unnecessary rules, unnecessary regulations. We're very fiscally conservative. We see some of the things that the borough, the former city and the borough has spent their money on, and we don't agree with them. And so we want to have a voice in the future on how fiscal matters are approached. We do see ourselves as wanting to have it for our own purposes, but again, we want to reach out and make sure that we're reflective of a group that is gathering together as opposed to one that is splintering off.
Are there things that the borough can do to include your group and members outside the city limits better? Or?
Oh, in fact, the borough has taken some small steps to include us in some of the decisions that they're making. They've asked for input on putting up a bulletin board out here at Papke's, what would be the best position in order to for them to advertise meetings and things of that nature. So they are, in fact, taking some small steps to include us, steps which are appreciated, by the way.